This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, a lot to discuss here today. We'll get to the biggest news over the weekend. It really wasn't a shock. We were just almost like we were waiting for it. We'll get to that in a few minutes and what it all means for the present and the future of the Philadelphia 76ers. We start, though, with an idea that these two guys in here, Kyle and Hugh over here, trying to convince me on extending Jalen Hurts' contract, even though it has 4 years left on it, even though they already made him one of the higher-paid quarterbacks a couple years ago, extending his contract to open up cap space here. How about this? 71% of the people in our poll early on want to do this. 71% want to add like 6 years and $360 million.
I did a great job of explaining.
Or they have amnesia and forgot the season and just remember the Super Bowl.
I did a hell of a job explaining.
I didn't like the way you said that, by the way. These guys in here.
Well, I mean,
sometimes you and I are geniuses.
Most of the time.
Hugh had to settle in after a long week of being right about everything
right.
He said.
How about that tweet we saw over the weekend?
Cracked that bird game,
yeah.
Man.
And, yeah. Long week of being right.
Yeah, I'm just like, man. I just was reflecting. I'm like, man, I be dropping knowledge like a mofo on that station, bro.
And yet every day, not so much today because the people are with you for the most part today, but every day people tell you you're wrong. How does that
every
feel?
Day. Because I don't pay attention. I'm on that Jalen Hurts stuff.
Oh.
I don't worry about the ridicule.
See, you hear the spin here. This is Hugh asking for more money. I mean, he's like, I'm like Jalen. I drop all these knowledge.
We're about to be up.
There it is. See, I knew it was deep down. All right, 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles extend Hurts' contract right now to free up more money, spread out the cap hits? So that, you know, Kyle and Hugh say yes. The reason I'm on no isn't because Jalen was excellent, and I'm happy he's here for the next 4 years, and I expect him to keep playing good football and to be, you know, a really good Eagles quarterback for the next 4 years. But I don't know what his 30s look like. I don't know what his body looks like. I've seen quarterbacks like Russell Wilson, Donovan McNabb, Cam Newton all fall off around the age of 30.
Fall off.
Could it happen to Jalen? Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to wait until I get more years, more information. I'll revisit this in a couple years. Not today. Mike in Vineland's up. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, Joe and you?
Hey, how you
Mike,
doing,
I'm
man?
Good. What's up? We're good.
Joe, first I'm going to address you.
Okay.
You know, you are so down on Jalen. That is the reason why you have your tape. But this is what I say.
Hmm. I don't think I'm down on Jalen, Mike. I think Jalen is a champion. He's a tremendous quarterback.
But here's the reality to life. You don't know what you're going to be like years down on the road, let alone a professional player. That's why you give yourself the best chance to win by fielding the best team possible.
So, Mike, I agree with your premise, but why don't more teams give out 10-year contracts to quarterbacks?
Well, here's the thing. First and foremost, when you have a quarterback that after his rookie years and he did pretty well, you give him that big contract. Mm-hmm. Well, the Eagles wasn't in that situation. They had good players around Jalen. So now that Jalen proved himself, you know, in order to keep that good mix, you have to open it up by spreading it out.
Well, you don't. So you don't have to. No, you don't.
Why don't you?
Because he has four years left on his deal. Mike, there's countless players that you're right. I totally agree with you. You have no idea 5 years from now what the guy looks like. So why would you lock yourself in?
Because the bottom line to it, Joe, is that you say you want to constantly always win. This is professional football league.
Professional.
You want to give yourself a chance to win. That don't mean you're going to win squat.
Right, but you're hurting your chance 6 years from now. Yes, you are. Let me ask you a question. Hold on. We've in the last decade, the Eagles have given out two big contracts to quarterbacks, right, Mike? We can agree on this. They gave Jalen a 5-year deal, and they gave Carson a huge one, right?
Okay.
So the Jalen one is working out great so far. Everyone's happy. The Carson one was a disaster. Why were part of the reason they were able to trade Carson and reset this thing is because a team would take him. You think a team would have taken Carson if he had 7 years left on his contract?
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, that's the point.
But that's not what we're talking about here. This is totally different dynamic.
We have a good team,
and we have won. We've been there. We have won one, but been there two times in recent memory. I'm not going to go back to the one that we won.
Right.
I'm talking about most recent, and Jalen was the quarterback and is the quarterback. So with that being said, by keeping that player and spreading out his contract to be able to keep good players around him, that gives you an opportunity and a chance to be viable, a chance to win. Because in the NFL, it's not guaranteed you're going to win anything, and you can have the best quarterback behind the center, and that ain't going to promise you squat time.
I agree with that. Mike, you and I agree on that point. I mean, you can't guarantee anything, and that's why but that's part of why I don't want to do it. Mike, it's a good phone call, and we appreciate it. But you can't – if you told me guaranteed by doing this, we got two or three more Super Bowls, cool. But we can't guarantee
anything.
There's
nothing guaranteed. No. I think it makes you viable, though, because we just sat here all last week and we talked about how Myles Garrett could change the complexity of the defense and how we could just sprint through the regular season with the personnel that we have. And I look at it like this, too. We're going to add some more weapons around our quarterback. Our quarterback has flaws. There's no question about that. I mean, and I understand where you're coming from, because in comparison to the guy that you want to give him the like contract, he's more of a complete player.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about what was the biggest flaw that we saw in the Super Bowl when it came to Patrick Mahomes, he didn't have any personnel around him to get the job done. And, you know, he suffered tremendously. I'm talking about the offensive line.
Sure.
I'm talking about the receiving core. I'm talking about everybody. We're not in that position. The strength of our team is our collective. The fact that we do have skinny Batman and big Batman and Saquon and a strong offensive line. So if we go out and, like you say, kick the can down the road a couple years, go get a Myles Garrett. Go add another running back in the draft. Go add a slot receiver, you know, along with the young, amazing whites that we have on the squad already.
Exciting.
Amazing, exciting, awesome whites or whatever.
Awesome whites is kind of funny.
Whites. Yeah. You just strengthen your chances of making it to the Super Bowl.
So I understand your point, and I agree with everyone who thinks this would help them next year, right, and the year after that. It would give you more flexibility to bring back a Milton Williams or Sweat or Becton or Bond or go get Miles. I mean, I don't disagree with you guys. It's like a lever how we could pull to open up more space.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right that part of the reason the Eagles are so good is they surround Jalen Hurts with so much talent.
The Mighty Whites, all that.
All that. The other reason I think the Eagles are such a good franchise is they're not afraid to pivot if things start going bad. And I think in the NFL, you never know when it's going to go bad. And if you think that's me being negative about Jalen, then you could take it that way.
I hate her.
That's fine. I'm looking at it.
That's the easy thing to say.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm looking at it as an I don't know. I'm very happy to say I have no idea what Jalen Hurts could look like in 5 years. I mean, you could tell me right now he's going to age gracefully and go to the Hall of Fame and every year is going to be great. I hope you're right. But a lot of people thought that about other players that didn't. Like, I think part of the reason Eagles are so good is they can pivot quickly. They had Wentz, he was a disaster. They had Doug, who was a championship coach, and they realized, not going the way we want. Let's move off both of them. And 2 years later, they're back in a Super Bowl. So 3 years from now, 4 years from now, and we all love Sirianni and Hurts today. They might be here in 5 years. I mean, that's the way the Eagles operate.
And you move. And I look at it like this. there was a time in the NFL, Joe, that you would be, for example, the Carson Wentz move, you'd be in cap hell for that.
Yep.
They're not. They're putting so much money into this game is growing so fast that I understand what you're saying about giving Jalen that kind of money, but 3 years from now, that he's going to be making peanuts compared to what Jaden Daniels is making or one of those other quarterbacks is making. You see what I'm saying? Because even Patrick Mahomes' deal doesn't look – I mean, it's still big. It's massive. But it doesn't look as big when you talk about the fact that you're re-signing Matt Stafford to $100 million. You know what I'm saying? For, what, a year? Maybe two?
Yeah, they gave him a big raise, actually.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So that's the going rate for that caliber of quarterback.
Oh, it is. And look, I think the next few years, Jalen could end up being a steal based on the contract they gave him a couple years ago. I'm not interested in an extension today. 215-592-9494. All right, let's also hit what else went on this weekend, which was big news Friday, even though we all felt it coming here. Here, the Sixers shut down officially Joel Embiid. They put out a statement at like 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, he done.
A classic Sixers Friday dump as if no one's paying attention. Well, we felt it coming. Joel Embiid out for the rest of the season. Hugh, I have no idea when we're going to watch this guy play basketball again. And what struck me when they put out their statement on Friday that he is done for the season, the way they framed it was medically unable to play.
They don't know. I mean, which is amazing. They don't know how to fix it. Like, they fixed it, but it's still swelling. That's what I got from it. It's still swelling, and he's still in discomfort, whatever. So yeah, they don't know what to do.
Well, let's listen to how it kind of went down. Shams talking about the process of Embiid getting shut down. Apparently, last week he went straight to the owner, went above everybody else, straight to Josh Harris. Here is Shams talking about Joel Embiid and the shutdown this weekend.
Malika, this all came to a head over the last couple of weeks, specifically when I told Joel Embiid went directly to 76ers owner Josh Harris about the state of his knee and about where the realization he's at with what's in the best interest of him, the organization, as far as a potential shutdown. Because remember, Josh Harris owes Joel Embiid up to $300 million over the next 5 seasons. So the backdrop to all this is that for the last month, we've seen fundamental differences between Joel Embiid and the 76ers, as far as Embiid believing that he needs a different treatment approach for this versus the 76ers feeling you play on it, get in better condition, and you could continue on this year. This has been a situation the 76ers have been dealing with all season, and they've managed the swelling in multiple different ways, including injections monthly, just to get him on the court. But here they are in lockstep. This is all about getting Joel Embiid back on the court in the best sustainable way, and they are in lockstep about that.
Wow.
Well, and they're in lockstep to shut him down for the rest of the season, which helps from this perspective. They can obviously tank more now, or at least try to tank more. They did win on Saturday and beat the Warriors. More. But it gives them a better path to doing it instead of, oh, he's in, he's out, they're going to try to win these games, all that. But, Hugh, the bigger picture is I have no idea when, and I think you said this, if he's ever going to play again.
Do you know, and I'm going to talk about what you talked about, but you know what jumped out to me in that interview that Sham did and he was talking about it? Is that they're not on the same page with his treatment.
Nope.
And this is what it sounds like. And I'm reading the tea leaves and I'm doing some reckless speculation because that's what we do.
Oh, I like
show.
That. Yeah.
It sounds like they feel that he could play. He feels like he can't play. Because it sounds like they're saying, hey, man, if you get in better shape, then you can manage this. I mean, you know how it is. When you have certain things with your knees, and like we talked about last week, you got to strengthen the muscles around it, the core muscles around it. That, given that, what's being said and what was said earlier in the year, it sounds like Joel Embiid, reckless speculation, does not have the drive that they would like him to have in order to get ready to play.
So I'm going
to
play off what you just said. If there's not a fix, right? Like, and I know Dr. Spike has talked about this in recent past. Like, there's no one surgery to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
If he's right, and that's the truth, then why should I expect him to ever play again? Like, if there's not a surgery where they can fix the knee and he comes back and feels like he used to, Hugh, if this is his new norm, if this is his new normal that he's got to play through discomfort and get in great shape to play, then do we expect him to ever play again consistently?
I don't. It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like he believes and what's being told him as far as his knee is concerned.
Yeah,
to
I
be
just
honest.
I don't know where they go from here. Look, a year from now, if he doesn't play for a full year, they can start to apply for medical exemptions and medical retirement. At this point, it's sad that that's probably the best for the franchise. Think about how great this guy was a few years ago. He's the MVP of the league. He was one of the great scorers per minute in the history of the NBA. And now it feels like their best path is that he doesn't play anymore. I don't know how he gets back to playing the way he used to. And Hugh, if you're right that it's about discomfort and it's about playing through it, he either has to accept that or I don't know if he's going to want to play basketball anymore.
It don't sound like he's built for that, Joe. I mean, and some people aren't. You know, playing basketball is hard. It's probably going to always be uncomfortable for him. And they're telling him, like, hey, if you do this, if you follow this regimen, you should be fine. Doesn't sound like he believes what they're saying.
Yeah, and it also does sound like it could lead to the end of Morey here. I mean, if he's going above the coach and above the GM about his treatment plan.
Yeah, that one right there jumped up to me as well. He's like, hey, man, they don't hear me. Maybe you will. And I'm thinking the owner, he's not dealing with the day-to-day stuff.
No, well, he's got a football team.
He's probably looking at it more so like, I need a quick fix, so, okay, just shut him down. And he's looking at him like, you just gave his butt. You just gave buddy.
Dude.
What are you doing?
You just gave this buddy, what, $190 million?
Yeah.
So, yeah, your job is in jeopardy.
It's like DeMarco Murray going to Jeffrey Lurie on the plane.
Oh, wow, that's a great moment in Eagles
history. Wait a minute, what happened? I wasn't here for that. What happened?
It was part of the year that Chip was about to get himself fired.
Uh-huh.
DeMarco didn't love his usage, and he went and the story was he sat next to Lurie on the plane right home from New England, maybe it was?
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
I forget which game it was.
And then Chip was fired a couple weeks later, yeah. It adds to a ridiculously bad season for the Sixers, and the fact that now medical retirement and him never playing again is on the table and it's out there.
It's crazy.
It also tells you how bad it is. I mean, in the perfect world, he gets back and plays at a high level. I haven't spoken to one person who's like, yeah, I think that's going to happen. I don't know when we see him again, and if it is close to the end, it is a sad ending to what was, you know, at one point looked like it was going to be a special, special career. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls here on, you could chime in on the Embiid thing, but the Jalen Hurts contract situation right after Kyle tells you about the Odyssey giveaway for a trip to Florida.
Yeah, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword assist at 94WIP.com for a chance to win.
All right, check that out. Paul in Northeast Philly. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Paul. What's up, buddy?
Well, I had to think when I was talking to your producer, but I changed my mind. I would sign Jalen for extended years.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
I got him, Hugh.
Got him.
He badgers the witnesses before they get to
I didn't badger anybody.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Paul. Tell us what you think.
Who was the last quarterback to be signed last year? It was the guy from Dallas.
Yeah, Dak.
Dak Prescott.
Who's the highest wide receiver in the game, price tag? It's the guy from Dallas. They signed him late.
Mm-hmm.
They signed the quarterback about 6 hours before week one. But, so what I'm saying is, they paid the highest price and locked down their team and had to release some talent because they signed people late. So their general manager's horrible. Our general manager's not that way. He's going to sign them, and he'll be a bargain 4 years down the line. He'll be a bargain. Same thing with you guys. There goes what people don't want to hear. Middle linebacker, gone. Defensive tackle, gone. And he'll keep the offensive lineman because that's what he does. But in his mind, linebackers are a dime a dozen, and the D-tackle's going to get paid.
Paid.
And I think he's going to get the kid from Cleveland because Whittycomb's going to be up, or Sweat's going to be up for like $25
mm-hmm.
million.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what I think it goes down. He makes himself flexible to get free agents, but also he built for years to come.
Well, that he does. And Paul, this would be, you know, maybe the biggest version of that. And Paul, I understand your point on Dallas. And look, if we were close, and Paul, good phone call. If we were close to the end of Jalen's contract, if he had 2 years left,
then you would consider it.
Well, then, because you want to get ahead of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they extended AJ. He had, what, 2 years left, and they gave him a few more years? Jalen has 4 years.
Don't matter.
It does matter.
Yeah, it don't matter because you're trying to get Myles Garrett. Because this is the easiest path that we could take to get Miles.
See, that doesn't sound like chess. Easy sounds like checkers.
Well, it sounds like that's what we're trying to do, to get Miles Garrett. Do you want Miles Garrett or not?
King me, Joe.
Do you want Miles Garrett or not? I don't want to play franchise checkers with you guys. I'm playing chess over here.
No, we're playing chess.
No, you're not. You're just throwing money on top of money.
No, we're trying to make a way for Miles Garrett to get here.
Can I, again, this will be, I guess.
He's always been on board with Miles Garrett.
Yeah, always.
Yeah,
from
I just
day
didn't
one.
Want to pay for it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Hewitt just wants it to be cheap. Now, I'm going to say something, and this is going to be constituted as a hater.
I want the easy way out. I want the shortcut home.
Yeah. You do. I'm going to say something, and it'll be constituted as being a hater, but I have to say it, okay?
Hate.
Well, because every call we get, well, Jalen's just going to be, you know, he'll be worth all the money or he'll look cheap when he's 32 and he's making $65 million because the best quarterbacks are making $100. What if he isn't good then? Like, this isn't like a house in a nice neighborhood that's going to go up in price. What if the roof caves in? Players decline. You don't know what the player is going to look like in 5 or 6 years. I don't know. I think we're just in a state of euphoria with Jalen Hurts. We assume what we just saw in the Super Bowl is going to be him for 3 or 4 years. I hope it is.
You didn't see him working out?
He works out every offseason. He also took 40 sacks this year. He works out all the time.
You didn't see him doing those ball drills in Texas?
I did see the ball drills in Texas.
Just saying. Hey, I mean, I hear what you said, Joe, but I want, if we could get Miles Garrett and this helps us get Miles Garrett and keep Jalen Carter and build a dynamic defense, then I'm all for it.
What did Russell Wilson used to do? Didn't he work out on a plane the whole thing? Or he was doing like
No, Russell was special, though. Like, Russell Rupp.
Yeah, but Russell was a tremendous player, and then he got into his 30s, and he's not tremendous anymore.
You know what went south for Russell? Is when his play, his antics didn't match his play.
Yeah, but his play fell
off. Same thing kind of with Aaron Rodgers.
No, but Rodgers is a great example the other way because he lasted until he was about 38 and then it started to fall.
Jalen might be quirky, but I think Jalen is good for about 2-3 more Super Bowl runs. That's what I'm looking at.
Well, let's get those in the next 4 years and then we'll assess the contract.
The only way we get that is we get Miles Garrett.
We haven't given out any of these crazy contracts. They've been at 3 Super Bowls the last 8 years. You guys are painting it as you have to do this. You don't have to do it.
From the interest that they say that Howie has in Miles Garrett, this is the only way you can make that happen.
Well, it certainly would make it a little bit easier. I'll give you guys that. 215-592-9494. All right, back to your calls on the Jalen Hurts situation. He wants to give him an extension right now.
Extension.
Four years. He's got 4 years left on his deal. You guys are wild. 4 years left extending his contract. No, I'm going to wait on this, even though it would give the Eagles cap flexibility. Would you do it? Plus, when we come back, the Nick Sirianni podcast tour has officially begun.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Yeah, that's how each of them start. We'll play for you the best of him from his appearance on Part of My Take next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.